countries eligible for temporary work visas. NASA says a potentially hazardous asteroid, a big one, is going to make a close call with the Earth. NASA saying it will narrowly miss us on February 4th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The FBI is reportedly looking into whether a top Russian banker gave money to the National Rifle Association in an effort to help President Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Two sources familiar with the matter telling McClatchy News that FBI counterintelligence investigators are looking into Alexander Torshin. He's the deputy governor of Russia's central bank. According to that news report, it's not clear how long FBI investigators have been looking into his activities. He is known for his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and also a relationship with the NRA. The race for Amazon's second headquarters in North America is getting a bit tighter as Amazon today announced it's pared the list down when it comes to cities vying for the headquarters to 19 in the U.S. and Toronto, Canada. Nearly 240 cities had submitted proposals. The company is vowing to spend $5 billion and employ 50,000 workers in whatever city it builds that second headquarters in. The Sundance Film Festival kicking off a 10-day run today. It's holding its opening press conference a little bit later today in Park City, Utah, where Robert Redford, the founder of the festival, will speak. This year's festival will have 110 feature-length films being screened in Park City and Salt Lake City, as well as at the Sundance Resort in Provo Canyon. Information on tickets are available online. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about why, just like the New Orleans Saints safety in Sunday's game, you have to pay attention to the fundamentals in business. I'll have the five customer service skills that you can improve in 2018, what to do if you have been stiffed by a client, and why Facebook has kicked small businesses off their followers' feeds. It's Thursday, January 18th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
I've been taking care of business every day.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to be talking about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. It's currently 25 degrees at 12:06. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 34 and a low of 20 degrees. For tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 39 and a low of 26. Saturday is going to be warming up a little bit, mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees and a low of 28. Great day to be getting the car washed and get that salt off of the cars. And on Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 49 and a low of 32.
Taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business.
Ahead, a current check of the financial market shows the Dow, all indices are down right now, but the Dow is down 123.68 to 25,991.97. The NASDAQ down 8.99 to 7,289.29. S&P 500 is down 7 points to 2795.56. Oil is down 4 cents to $63.93 per barrel. And gold down $7.90 to $1,331.30 an ounce. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. Now it's time to go to www.huntingtonchamberradio.com to listen to the rest of the show live. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for always keeping Huntington Chamber Radio on, whether it's in your office, in your car, or on your phone. We appreciate that you're keeping us with you as we enter, or as we're in our sixth year now. Just a reminder that if you are listening online, a great thing to do right now would be open up a Facebook page and like this program on your Facebook page, on your feed. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and we've gotten a lot of likes over the last week after last week's show, and so hopefully there's enough here to keep you interested to tune in every week. I do want to thank the folks from Huntington Central's Workplace Readiness Program for joining me in studio last week. It was a great program. A lot of compliments from people who listened to the program, who viewed it on the streaming video on Facebook. Zach Venne, one of the students, Scott Hindle, one of the students, Lauren Del Rosso, Michelle Murphy, and Jill Stifler from Jersey Mike's joining me in studio last week to talk about the Work Readiness Program. And again, if you missed the program, you can find it on the Facebook page of Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, or you can go to the archive section of Huntington Chamber Radio and listen to the program there. But it's great information about the program called the Workplace Readiness Program over at Huntington Central High School. Also wanted to make mention that at this time every week we do what we call the business quote of the week. Today it comes from Sean Patrick Flannery. It's brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And it says, do something today that your future self will thank you for. And it's going to tie into our first story too. But do something today that your future self will thank you for. Now, a lot of times in certain businesses, sales are immediate. So if you work at, say, ShopRite, person comes in, they pick up their groceries, they buy them, and that's it. That's the transaction. So there's that immediate gratification of you've sold something. But in a lot of businesses, there's time involved. And what you do leading up to that time, that sale, that close, is usually something that happened 2 months, 4 months, 6 months in advance. And I recall that when I was working in the recruiting industry, I could close a deal today, but I knew that it wasn't what I did today. It's what I did 2 months earlier, that initial phone call, that initial marketing call, that initial candidate qualification call that really set the tone for the close 2 months later. So do something today that your future self will thank you for. What is it that you can do that will... You'll look back 2 years from now and say, well, thank God that I chose January 18th of 2018 to make this shift in how I do things. And we'll tie that into our next story, which is going to be focusing on the fundamentals, one of the first stories that I talked about in the teaser for today's program. So let's just rewind to last Sunday for a minute.
To save time, that's going to be where Keenum's going to try to work the ball on the boundary. Keenum steps into it, passes, Diggs, sideline, touchdown, unbelievable, Vikings win it!
So if you watched the football game last week between the Vikings and the Saints, you were pretty much going to bed or going to other things thinking that the Saints had it locked up. How could they possibly lose? And then with 10 seconds left, Case Keenum gets the ball. He throws a sideline pass to Stephon Diggs. And because Marcus Williams, the safety for the New Orleans Saints, didn't rely on the fundamentals, he tried to just make a collision-type tackle, Diggs stepped out of it, and the next thing you know, he's running down the sidelines to score the game-winning touchdown. So focusing on the fundamentals is what I want to talk about first. Now, just like the missed tackle, and if you've ever played football, you know from the time you're in Pop Warner, Grid Kids, or any other type of youth sports, coaches always tell you the same thing. If you're going to make a tackle, you wrap your arms around them, and you bring them to the ground. And a lot of times, he may tackle around the chest area, and they keep running, and you slide down to the knees, you slide down to the ankles, and eventually they'll fall down if you maintain your grasp. Fundamental football. I've never liked when I see cornerbacks and safeties just like trying to do these collisions. And in this instance, Williams had his head down, couldn't even see where the receiver was, and just, you know, blew past him. Again, it's just been a fundamental tackle. Had he just wrapped them up for a second so other players could come in and make the tackle? Game's over. Saints are moving on in the playoffs. As it is, Saints are watching at home on the couch, and the Vikings are moving on to play my Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday. So I was talking with a couple of our store owners over the course of the last week. We had several of them come to my shop last week for a meeting, and then this week, I've had several store owners call me, and you know, as they begin the new year, they're trying to figure out, you know, certain fixes to their business. And it really comes back to the same thing, focusing on the fundamentals. And what I tell people a lot of times is you have to think like a rookie. And if you think about how you did business when you first opened, you probably did a lot of marketing, calling people, asking for business, meeting with people, sending out newsletters, flyers, something like that. But you kind of get away from it because the business is rolling and everything is going along fine. So you don't really sit there and do marketing anymore. And I know that there have been times in my business when I've fallen from it. And just like our quote of the day, do something today that your future self will thank you for. When you stop marketing your business, you're going to notice that eventually sales will decline. And then if you pick today to start marketing again and you continue with it, well, eventually, you'll start to see that sales will increase. It's simple, folks. Don't make it any more complicated than it has to be. So focus on the fundamentals. Market your business more. Do what I call database mining. And Dave Gambrel from Gambrel Communications is big on this as well when he says, are you building your email database? Every person who comes into your store, your business, probably has an email address. This is a great way for you to connect with them after the sale, after the transaction, after that initial communication. So you grab their email address, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, you send out a newsletter that they're now subscribed to. They can always opt out. They can always unsubscribe, but it gives them you a chance to make one more touch in the sales process with them. So never stop database mining. Never stop collecting the email addresses, the phone numbers. And also, make it personal. So I talked to a gentleman the other day. He's been on the program before, Chris Birdieshaw from Fimble Architectural Door. And he said this, he said something that I've always believed and I've always preached here on the program, and that was he wants his customers not to feel as if they're just a customer or a client, but that they have a relationship, that it's more than just a sale. And when you get to that point with your customers and your clients, business is easy. Because they want to do business with you because they have that relationship. It's harder for them to say no. It's harder for them to walk away. So, you know, that makes more sense in keeping that relationship part of the transaction alive and well. And the final thought on this is that it never stops. You have to constantly be marketing. You have to constantly be promoting your business. You have to constantly be growing that database because as one account may fall off, you have to replace it. So let's say you have an account that's worth, let's use simple numbers, $5,000. If your average transaction is $50, well, then you need about 100 more accounts to make it up. If you find two accounts at $2,500, great. But the cost of new client acquisition versus maintaining existing clients is through the roof. So make it easy on yourself. Take care of the ones you already have. Continue to go after new ones. And then never stop that process or that cycle. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me for another episode of Taking Care of Business. And this just in, it came to us from USA Today earlier this morning. Amazon has announced that of all the cities who have been vying for their new second headquarters, they've narrowed the list down to 20. They've been visiting various cities, towns, trying to come up with their new location. I believe White House, New Jersey was one of them at one point. Newark was another one. So the final 20, which is expected to secure a $5 billion investment and nearly 50,000 jobs, are now down to Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, Nashville, Newark, New York City, Northern Virginia, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, North Carolina, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. So basically, it looks like for New Jersey, the only one left would be Newark. And then obviously New York City might be another location that might grab some jobs from the New Jersey area. But so Amazon paring down the list. Announcement is due probably in the next 6 to 8 months. So good luck to all of those cities, and hopefully New Jersey can still be in the running as we go. This is like what would be the third show of the year, and I feel like we're a little bit behind in how I like to start the year. We had last week's interview with the Workplace Readiness Program, and the first program of the year, we got snowed out. So at this time of the year and in January, I always like to ask people, particularly business owners, what do you want out of 2018? What are your resolutions for your business? What, you know, and be specific. And so this, and every month, you know, beginning of the month, I'll start asking, like, how are you doing on your resolutions? How are you doing? If it's to grow the business, make it measurable, you know, either by a percentage or a dollar amount. Now, Ryan Reap, who's the owner of Chick-fil-A here in Flemington, has come up with a program that he's using called 18 in 18, meaning he wants to grow the business, the sales of the business, by 18% in 2018. And when I looked at my numbers, I said, well, that's not a bad plan. So we've adopted the 18 and 18 program as well. But what do you want to do? How do you want to grow your business? Is it by a certain dollar amount? Is it by percentage points? Is it, I don't want to grow my business, but I want to improve how I run my business. I want better customer service. I want more efficiency. I want to improve our processes. You know, so what resolutions can you be making for your business that will improve your business, that will add to the bottom line, that will possibly increase the sales or profits? And then what kind of plan do you have in place to make all of that happen? Now, and again, don't just say, I want to grow my business. You know, I've talked to so many businesses, and when they bring me in to turn them around, to improve the bottom line, and there's several people that still listen to the show, they may get a chuckle out of this. I go into a business and they're selling $330,000, $350,000 worth of material, and then I'll say, well, what do you want to do? And one person in the office may say, well, we'd like to grow by 10%. And another person will say, we want to be a $1 million store. We want to be a $500,000 store. And it's like, okay, do you understand the percentages that we're talking about here? You haven't grown in 3 years. How are you going to do that? And it's funny because everybody has that. What I need to do is then create that roadmap of how are we going to make that happen. So, again, whatever your goal is for the year, make it measurable, make it attainable, okay, and something that is realistic. So if you were to say, if you're doing $350,000 in sales and suddenly you say you want to make $1 million, how are you going to basically triple the size of your business? Do you have the human capital? Do you have the financial capital? Do you have the processes in place to make it happen? Do you have the customers to make it happen? Are you in the right market to make it happen? And very often, I tell people, let's scale it way back. Let's talk about 10% for a minute. Let's talk about 15% for a minute. And when you take their sales number, 350, 500,000, and you say, okay, so let's use 500,000. Can you see yourself growing by 10% or $50,000? Think about how much work goes into selling $50,000 worth of your particular product. And if it's a, if your average sale is, say, $20, how many $20 sales do you have to make to get up to 50,000? Can you see yourself doing that? When we make it realistic, all of a sudden it's easier to make a plan on how to get there. But if we're just going to throw out numbers, or if we're just going to throw out vague ideas, I want to grow to 500,000, I want to grow my business, but not put a percentage on it, then it becomes a little harder. And it's not something that you can actually work toward. So like Ryan Reap over at Chick-fil-A, the 18 and 18, something he can measure every month, almost weekly, almost daily. Is he on track to get there? And it'll be interesting. I'll follow up with him at the end of the year to see how he did, and I'll report back on my results. But, you know, it's something that you have to be working towards. Don't just open the door every day, flip on the open light, and hope for sales. Go out and get them. And we talked about it in the business quote of the week when we said, do something today that your future self will thank you for. That's what we're talking about. How are you going to market your business? How are you going to go after new accounts? What contracts are you going to go for? What bids are you going to go after that you've never gone after before that might result in helping you grow your business? Okay. Another way to grow your business, very simply, is with great customer service. It all starts, I tell people, at the front door and the telephone. But very often, it's somewhere in the process of customer service, there's a breakdown. And I want you to be very objective. I don't care how long your employees have been working for you. I want you to listen to how they interact with customers on the phone. If you read or are part of an email chain, what is the tone of the emails being written? Are they being helpful? how are customers greeted at the front door? And I think I gave the example years ago of don't just, when a person walks in and says, how can I help you? Just start with hello. Because they don't want to feel the pressure of instantly being committed to make a buy. So there's five customer service skills that you can use to improve your customer service in 2018. And there's always room for improvement, especially when it comes to yours or your staff's customer service skills, one of the more important segments of your business. Now, in a world that's increasing its degree of automation every day, the value of human interaction is greater than ever. And that's why having strong customer service skills is important and why improving those skills can be a valuable goal for the new year. Those who excel at customer service may differ in their level, their role, and their industry, but they typically have five competencies in common. The first is business knowledge. Now, if you aren't well informed about your customers' business issues, consider making that a priority for 2018. You can read industry-related publications, relevant social media accounts, LinkedIn accounts, etc., and or company materials. You could also interview colleagues about what they've learned. It's important for service representatives to practice emotional control because they are essentially representing the entire organization. If you're in doubt about challenges a customer is facing, ask them. Showing extra interest and investment in their business can enhance your customer service skills, as can taking the additional step of questioning an existing process or situation in favor of continuous improvement. You also, the second point, is you want to show empathy or be empathetic to their situation. There is no substitute for being able to effectively communicate that you understand where your customer is coming from and that you will do everything in your power to help them. Your level of sincerity can make or break your efforts. Listening carefully to the customer's scenario and imagining how you'd feel in her shoes can help you boost your empathy. It also helps to pay attention to tone and to read between the lines. Consider gently asking questions and paraphrasing back what you hear. And if the customer just needs to get something off their chest, let them do it. You also have to display self-control. Now, customers can be infuriating sometimes, but those with stellar customer service skills rarely, if ever, lose their cool. It's important for service representatives to practice emotional control because they are essentially representing the entire organization, says Emily Bennington, who's the author of Miracles at Work, Turning Inner Guidance into Outer Influence. It helps to recognize that what we tend to view as a personal attack from a customer isn't really personal at all. They're frustrated with the business. Maintaining that perspective can help you hold your composure no matter what. You can also work on your self-control by thinking through how you'd react if stressful situations were to arise. The fourth tenet here is conflict resolution. Now, having strong customer service skills doesn't mean you always have to agree or comply with a customer's request. When a customer has a problem, customer service pros have the tendency to apologize profusely and then try to solve it right away. But according to Karen Schoenbart, the CEO of the NPD Group and the author of Mom BA, this isn't always the best move. She says, "I don't rush to say that I'm sorry until I know all the facts." She adds that unless the problem is a simple one that can be solved on the spot, I prefer not to stretch for a resolution during the first conversation. I want to be able to gather all the relevant information and make sure that I'm putting my best foot forward. You can avoid the urge to pull the trigger by immediately scheduling a follow-up call with the customer. Get your facts in order and then come back to them. And finally, you need to show some diplomacy. There will be times when your customer service skills will be put to the test. You have to share something the customer doesn't want to hear, or you have to tell them no. Schoenbart recommends getting it over with quickly. If you're nervous, realize that people will remember how you handled the situation more than what actually occurred. Just be honest about the fact that you feel terrible, as in, "I'm really upset I have to give you this bad news, I was up all night worrying about it," and humanizing the issue can often soften the blow. Preparation, practice, role-playing with colleagues or loved ones can help even make the most difficult conversations easier. So hopefully, as we focus on 2018, growing our businesses, improving our businesses, number one is in the customer service field, and hopefully that story can help as you approach it. So feel free to share that with your employees in making customer service a priority for 2018. And don't forget to make 2018 a 2000 great team. Coming up, we're going to talk about what happens when you're stiffed by a client and what you can do about it. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania this morning,
there was a police-involved shooting.
And while the U.S. Attorney for Central Pennsylvania, David Freed, confirms that a U.S. Marshal and a second police officer were both shot and wounded, he has not confirmed a report on a nearby TV station saying the marshal has died of his wounds.
The person who used that force is not at large, and so there is no danger to the public at large.
Freed not commenting further on the current status of the suspect, who he says opened fire on the officers as they tried to serve him a warrant in a residential Harrisburg neighborhood. Reporters asked President Trump outside the White House last hour whether he thinks there'll be a government shutdown tomorrow night.
Could happen. See what happens. It's up to the Democrats.
House Republican leaders hoping to vote today on a short-term spending bill to avoid a shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington and Crown Custom Apparel. So glad you could join me on this Thursday afternoon. A little chilly here in Flemington at about 25 degrees, but warming up to in the 50s over the weekend. A great time if you live here in the Northeast to get your car to the car wash and get all that salt off the paint and undercarriage, because it wreaks havoc on the bottom of the floor pans. So make sure you get your car to the car wash. And also, I wanted to make mention that last week on the program, when we interviewed the work readiness program folks and Jill Stifler, the owner of Jersey Mike's, I made mention of it, and she was blushing and a little embarrassed by it. But I do want to make mention, if you're having a Super Bowl party this year, how about helping out a local business that's really doing some good work for the community, and go to Jersey Mike's and have them cater the party for you, you know, get your sandwiches there. And help a local business who's doing good things for people. Jill's a great person, great business person, and Jersey Mike's has a great philanthropic arm to their business. And so I appreciate her help with the work readiness program and also what she's doing in the community. So, again, if you're having a Super Bowl party coming up, shop at Jersey Mike's. All right, so let's talk about being stiffed by a client. Now, this was a topic of conversation yesterday with one of our store owners, where she was talking about how, whether it's a customer who comes in and, oops, forgot the checkbook or the purchase order or the company credit card or something like that, there's a number of reasons why you don't get paid, but the customer still needs the material. So often you let it go. Or you're working on a purchase order that suddenly takes, you know, from net 30, it becomes net 60, net 90, et cetera, and you feel like you're a bank. And she admitted that, you know, even though she's a very successful store owner, there's many weeks when she can't take a paycheck because there's just nothing there. So she wanted to know what she could do about that. And we've talked about ways to work on your receivables and things like that. We're going to talk about them a little bit more in this story as well. But the big thing is front loading the transaction, I think, goes a long way. Telling them what your expectations are, and also not being afraid every now and then of being the bad guy. You know, if they order material and then they don't pay for it for a certain period of time, the next time they come in, ask for the first invoice to be paid before you'll even start talking about this next one, or demand that you be paid 50% up front before you'll even consider working on the project. You have to dictate the terms, not the other way around. So when a client fails to pay their invoice, it can cause serious cash flow problems for your small business. And there's five tips that are going to help you get paid. But I want you to think back to when you first started running your business. You're very excited about the prospect of making something you love and getting your first few sales. Some things may have surprised you. Maybe you didn't think about the additional responsibilities that come with being a business owner, like running the books, building business credit, hiring and firing. One such responsibility that can make life harder for new business owners is dealing with clients who don't pay. But it happens all too often. A 2016 study found that 81% of small business invoices are 30 days past due. When clients fail to pay on time, it can mean serious cash flow problems for your business. So if you find yourself in this position, here's what you can do about it. The first, offer the customer a payment plan. Now, if your delinquent client is one who has paid you in the past, there's a good chance that stiffing you wasn't their intent. So perhaps financial issues are the cause. Appeal to them by offering a payment plan that makes their life easier. You won't receive everything you were promised up front, but you'll have the prospect of getting your money back in due time. Business owners can access their personal and business credit scores, which may tell you that you have to do this a little quicker than you wanted to. The second option would be send a letter from an attorney. If you work with an attorney or a lawyer who works on breach of contract cases, to write a letter to your client explaining the section of your contract that they breached and telling them that legal action will be taken if payment isn't received by the date you specify in the letter, chances are it's going to get some action. If your letter doesn't work, then one of the next two ideas may be your next step. You could send the invoice to debt collectors. Collections can be an expensive route to take, but it takes the work of pursuing payment off of your plate and onto that of the agency. This requires strict evaluation of the agency. They are working on your behalf and may have an effect on your business's reputation. If the agency is able to recover some or all of your money, they will take a hefty portion of it as their agency fee, sometimes as much as 30%. You could also take the customer to court. Now, this strategy is more of a last resort. In the case that it's been over 120 days and your client hasn't paid, it works best for small claims of around $5,000 to $15,000 depending on your state law, or very large claims. You'll have to carefully evaluate the time and money it will cost you to sue. You'll face attorney fees and collection costs with no guarantee that you'll get the money that you are owed. Small claims court allows you to avoid attorney fees and collection costs, but many states cap small claims at $10,000 or less. In California, for example, a small claim is only $5,000 or less for businesses. But before you go to court, keep in mind that even if you win your case, you still may not be able to collect if the client has no assets or all of their assets are protected from seizure. And finally, sometimes it's best just to cut your losses. Sometimes pursuing a flaky client is more effort than it's worth to get the money back that you're owed. Kaden Hansen, who's NAV's co-founder and chief operating officer, explains that when a client stops communicating, changes contact information, or goes out of business, it's a good sign that you may never see your money. If this is the case for your missing money, it may be time to write it off as a bad debt. The glimmer of good news in writing off a client's missed payment is that bad business debts may be tax deductible. There are regulations on what constitutes a valid bad debt for business, and usually the debt must have been previously included as income. But the next time you sign up a new client, do your homework. Check with your previous and existing vendors to find out about their experience working with them. Create a detailed contract that requires a portion of the payment up front rather than allowing them to pay everything after delivery. And check the business credit history of the client to evaluate how good they are about making on-time payments. This can save you some huge headaches down the road. So there's some, you know, good topics about when you get stiffed by a client, and the more I talk to business owners, you know, you can throw net 30 out the window. Everybody's going to net 45, net 60, and often without the permission of the person supplying the goods. You know, you set it up as net 30, and the next thing you know, you're playing the banker because you're at net 60, net 90. So, again, be upfront about it and tell them that you're a small business and that you need this money. And I think the payment plan option works well. If you have somebody who owes you $2,000, $3,000, see if they can pay you $500 a month, and then in 6 months, you'll be square. So hopefully that will help you as well. Now, before the program started, I do an intro, and we're having a few technical issues here, but the last couple of shows we've broadcast live streaming on Facebook. And Facebook Live is a great tool. I love it. Some people overuse it, but I love it for the show. It generates some interest. People are kind of interested in how radio works, and they'll look and they'll see the various computers and control boards, and they like to see the faces of the people that I'm interviewing. So there's 9 ways that you can reach more customers with Facebook Live. And as we've seen and as I've reported over the past several months, live video is a powerful way to market your small business on Facebook. So if you follow these tips to build trust with customers and grow your social following, hopefully you'll grow your business as well. Now, when you launch a Facebook Live campaign, the temptation to script out a formal presentation is great, said Melissa Steele of Steele San Diego Homes, but the real estate agent has found that off-the-cuff episodes tend to resonate more with viewers. The more we are ourselves, the more we resonate with people, said Steele, who regularly uses Facebook Live with her husband and business partner, John. The Steeles use the social media platform to showcase open houses and property walkthroughs. The videos allow potential clients who are shopping for a home to get a good look at properties they might be interested in. The Facebook Live episodes also cater to people who are not serious buyers, Steele said. Realtors are familiar with the practice of people attending open houses just because they're curious. This is an unobtrusive way for them to do that, but it serves an added purpose of familiarizing would-be clients with the Steeles in the event that they need a real estate agent one day. The couple also uses Facebook Live when they are attending meetings or other professional development events in order to show their audience that they are dedicated to improving their skills. She added, "We experiment with a lot of different things because you never know what will resonate with people. Facebook Live is a useful tool for small business owners because it can help them build a rapport with the client," said Jessica Moreno, a brand account and social media manager at the Active Web Group. "It definitely will help build trust and engagement with your network and help to expand it," she said. So if you follow these nine tips, you can take advantage of Facebook Live effectively and market your small business and turn those social followers, hopefully, into customers. The first thing you want to keep in mind is to approach it from the customer's point of view. Now, when determining how to use Facebook Live, don't think of it as a way to push out information. Look at it as a way to invite customers in. Put yourself in their shoes and then talk to them. What do they need and what do you have that satisfies that need? So think about what they would want to know. Number two, you want to promote what you're doing. Create anticipation for your Facebook Live content by giving your network plenty of advance notice of what you'll be talking about and when you will be live. Number three, push record and go for it. Customers want to know the person behind the business, said Cassandra Fear, owner of Fear's Confections in Lakewood, Ohio. Facebook Live can provide that insight. Be yourself. Let people see what you're all about, said Fear, who specializes in brownies and candies. Number four, be informative. Use the platform to share information about your products or services that customers may not be aware of. She said, they will tune in because it's an opportunity to get added value. Be sure to have some talking points ready when the intent is to inform, she said. Number five, take viewers behind the scenes. There's a reason people will pay big bucks for behind-the-scenes tours. Everyone is curious about how things get done. Showing consumers some aspect of your business that's not readily visible creates drama and buy-in, the expert said. Number six, show them what they're missing. Fear uses Facebook Live when hosting or attending events. It's a great way to motivate people to come check things out. And number seven, goofy resonates. Viewers like funny stuff, say Fear and Steele. People tend to share, like, and comment more on stuff when people post funny things that happened at their businesses or do something a little out of their videos, out there that's in their videos. And number eight, you can always repurpose the content. Find other uses for the videos. Consider posting them to your website or sharing them on other platforms like YouTube. And number nine, keep track of what viewers like. Pay attention to what type of content receives the most views, comments, and shares, and then go out and create more of it. So just a couple great ideas on how to get Facebook Live working for you. It is not hard. You know, you set up what I like to do at the beginning of the show is I'll type a caption and it'll say Taking Care of Business Show Intro and the date. And then I just hit live. Now I have my script in front of me. I know what I'm going to intro as far as the stories are concerned. Just hit live and then I post it and then people see it. And hopefully, because I'm giving them instructions where they can either watch or listen to the rest of the show, they'll go and do that. We've used it in the business several times to talk about new products or what's happening at Crown, and we get a lot of good feedback from it. It's time to take the last break of the day. When we come back, we're going to talk about how small businesses have been kicked off of followers' Facebook feeds. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me. And don't forget, on Monday night, the FCP, the Flemington Community Partnership, is holding their stakeholders meeting, the first for 2018. And you'll want to be stopping by and getting more information. Over 100 people have already RSVP'd and said they're coming. So hopefully there'll be plenty of information for everybody on what the FCP is planning for 2018, updates on the Union Hotel project. So there's a lot going on. You want to be a part of it. Walmart has announced that they are abruptly closing 63 Sam's Club stores and laying off thousands of workers. Walmart is closing the 63 Sam's Club location across the U.S. The company told Business Insider last Thursday some stores have already closed. Others will close within weeks. Many employees were not informed of the closings ahead of time. 10 of the closed stores will be turned into e-commerce distribution centers. Sam's Club has not said how many employees are losing their jobs, but each Sam's Club warehouse employs about 175 people, meaning more than 11,000 people could be impacted. In some cases, employees were not told their store had closed before showing up to work last Thursday. Those employees learned their store would be closed when they found the store's doors locked and a notice announcing the closing. At some stores, employees were turned away by police officers, Sam's Club workers also told Business Insider. 10 of the affected stores will be turned into e-commerce distribution centers, and employees of those stores will have the opportunity to reapply for positions at those locations. The remaining stores will stay open for several weeks before closing permanently. All of the affected stores were scrubbed from the Sam's Club website last Thursday morning. Sam's Club CEO John Furner notified employees of the closures in a company-wide email sent last Thursday, and after a thorough review, he says, it became clear we had built clubs in some locations that impacted other clubs, and where population had not grown as anticipated. Ferner said in the email, we will be closing some clubs, and we notified them today. We'll convert some of them into e-commerce fulfillment centers to better serve the growing number of members shopping with us online and continue scaling the SamsClub.com business. Sam's Club closings in New Jersey include Bud Lake, Linden, and Princeton. So anywhere you go in the retail sector right now, you're starting to see more and more businesses close because of online competition. Be different to be remembered is my advice to you. You have to be something that's going to be different, and you have to provide service above and beyond anything that people can get online. So make sure that you are doing that every day. Now, I talked about before the break how small businesses are being kicked off of followers' Facebook feeds. Russ Zaborowski from SCG Advertising had sent me a link as well to a story about how Facebook is changing their algorithms. I haven't had a chance to decompress that into this story, but I wanted to get this out there, and then if there's more that we can add to it next week, we will. But with a new focus on posts from friends and family, Facebook makes it much harder for small businesses to reach customers on social media. Facebook is at it again. Just when you thought you had figured out how to connect with customers, the social media giant has radically changed what it will show in users' news feeds, making it harder than ever to reach your own followers. Facebook news feeds will soon become more personal, with users seeing more posts from family and friends. What they won't see are posts from small businesses, brands, and media outlets. It's an attempt by Facebook to cut the clutter and emphasize meaningful social interactions and personal moments. Now, despite the shift in focus, Facebook remains an essential outlet for the small business marketing. The social network counts more than 2 billion users, including 68% of United States adults. Those are your customers, and you need to reach them on the channels that they use most. The full impact this has on companies' social media marketing strategies will be sorted out in the coming weeks and months, but in the meantime, there are some ways that you can continue to maximize your presence on Facebook. First, you're going to want to post fresh, relevant content. Salesy content that only promotes your business contributes to the clutter that Facebook is trying to eliminate. You should always post content that is interesting and useful to followers, such as advice or helpful videos that they might share with their friends. Number two, you want to interact with your followers. Facebook's change favors meaningful content, which are posts that generate likes, shares, and comments. You can use Facebook Insights to understand what content your followers are responding to, but you can also help by joining the conversation yourself. Ask questions, post comments, and look for every opportunity to engage with followers. You're going to want to join or create groups. Facebook groups are made up of users who share a common interest. You can join or create groups related to your industry, neighborhood, or topics of local interest, like a community festival. Don't spam these groups with sales messages. Instead, share your expertise, such as auto shop owners posting advice in a group of car repair hobbyists, or just demonstrate that you're an active member of the community who shares your customers' interests. You also want to schedule timely events. Creating an event on Facebook is another way to reach followers beyond standard posts. And because they're timely, events tend to get prominent placement in your news feeds. If you have a storefront location, you can invite followers to events like open houses, special sales, or in-store performances by local musicians. And finally, you want to review your ad budget. Even before the change, it was difficult to get business content in front of followers without spending to promote it. You might consider increasing your budget for Facebook ads and boosted posts, but keep a close eye on the results and only spend on messages that resonate with customers. Most importantly, make sure your social interactions emphasize the authentic connections you have with your customers. This is where small business owners have a huge advantage over corporate brands. You are a member of your customers' community. You probably know many of your customers personally. So if Facebook wants to focus on meaningful social interactions, you should make sure your small business is meaningful to your customers. It's going to be interesting to follow how these changes take place over the next couple of weeks and months, because a lot of people are saying that they've gone away from traditional means of advertising and focused solely on the social aspect. And now they're afraid that because they've kind of gone away from that, it's going to be harder to get back into it. Again, from last week, I want to thank Michelle Murphy, Zach Venny, Scott Hindle, Jill Stifler, and Lauren Del Rosso for joining me from the 100 Central Work Readiness Program. If you get a chance, you can go to the news feed of the 100 Chamber Radio or Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano to watch that program. It was a great interview. And I'm not patting myself on the back. The people that we interviewed had great answers to the questions, got a lot of great feedback from local businesses that are saying they're interested in participating in the program, which was the goal of the program to begin with. And so hopefully this is something that will gain some traction. I'd love to have a waiting list of businesses that are looking for students to join them, and hopefully we'll be able to increase the services to the special needs population as a result. Don't forget, make your resolutions for 2018. It's not too late, and make them specific, make them measurable, and make them realistic. So pick a number of how you want to increase your business by X number of thousands of dollars. Pick a percentage by how many percentage points you want to grow your business, and then go after it. Have a plan for the year on how you're going to do that, especially if you have seasonal sales. For us, it's spring and fall are our two busy seasons, and so we have to focus on those two seasons and how we can do more business in those time frames. So make sure that you're looking at the whole year and not just today. In sports, in the NFL this week, the playoffs continue with the Patriots playing Jacksonville and the Eagles taking on the win-it-in-the-last-second Vikings. The winner of both of those games will meet in Super Bowl 52 on February 4th. In NCAA men's basketball, the AP Top 25 has Villanova in the top spot, followed by Virginia, Purdue, Oklahoma, and Duke as the top five. West by God, Virginia, Wichita State, Texas Tech, Michigan State, and Xavier round out the top 10. There was tragic news yesterday in NCAA football out of Washington State as quarterback Tyler Helinski died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Pennsylvania not confirming a report that one of two law enforcement officers shot this morning in a residential section of Harrisburg has died of his wounds. But WHTM-TV says a deputy U.S. Marshal has died, and a second officer who was also shot is recovering in a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The U.S. attorney for Central Pennsylvania says he cannot confirm any such report at this hour. He does say that there is no further danger to the public as the suspect's not at large. Earlier, that man was described as having holed up in a home. House Republicans hoping to dodge a government shutdown that could happen tomorrow night by holding a vote on a short-term funding bill later today. The White House says,
"We do support the short-term CR. However, that's not our first choice."
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Frigid temperatures starting to loosen their grip on the deep south, but yesterday, a wintry storm is blamed for at least 8 traffic deaths. Tomorrow, over 100,000 pro-life Americans are expected to take part in the 45th annual March for Life in Washington. President Trump will address the gathering from the Rose Garden via satellite. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America tells us Mr. Trump's speech will be historic.
The ability to have a